Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Kreste, inhlamulo, ya inkwaso, corner of wisdom, with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
Looking unto Jesus is the title to our message for today. I am so delighted to call your attention to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, where the title of our message is taken from. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. It is so interesting. Looking at verse 1, it opens by telling three crucial truths to put into consideration. We are compassed about with clouds of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that easily beset us. And lastly, let us run with patience the race before us. What we learn from the verse above is that there are many witnesses, many personalities, many leaders, many artists we can look up to. But today I would like for us to look unto Jesus. And we are also told that we should lay aside, in order to look to Jesus effectively, we must lay aside. And the Bible continues to tell us that we should do it with patience. Looking unto Jesus is the title to our message. We must look unto Jesus for salvation, for restoration, for reconciliation, for healing and deliverance, for revival of all we lost in the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. For we must look unto Jesus for intervention to our global social ills. And why must we look unto Jesus? We must look unto Jesus because, point number one, Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. What does that mean? It simply means we must look to Jesus because he earned the right to be looked to. He was born to die. He died to resurrect from the dead. He resurrected in order to ascend up into the heavens to present the sacrifice to the Father who sent him on earth to die for us. And now, as I speak to you, the whole world is redeemed by the birth, death, resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus. We don't have to go to hell because Jesus provided heaven for us. We don't have to live in darkness because Jesus is the light of the world. We don't have to live a life of sickness in our bodies, because by his stripes we were healed. We don't have to live a life of stress, anxiety, worry, and depression, because the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We must look unto Jesus because Christ is the author and the founder of genuine Christianity. It is important to discover genuine Christianity because Christianity is not churchianity. Salvation is not civilization. Spirituality is not materialism. It is only in Christ where we can discover genuine Christianity based on scripture, hidden in the relationship with God. And we can only come to God through Jesus Christ. We must look unto Jesus, not only because Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, but because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ is unchangeable. We live in a world where everything is changing. People change, governments change, churches change, Christians change, culture change, education change, politics change, but Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change because he is God. He doesn't change because he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He doesn't change because all power is given unto him, power on earth and also power in heaven. We must look unto Jesus because Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And lastly, we must look unto Jesus because Christ is coming back again. I wish I had time. I wish even other preachers had time, because I am not the only preacher. There are many of us all over the world, in every denomination, in every church. There are many of us who are born again, who are saved, who are called by God, who are sent by God to carry out the Great Commission. If we had time, we would preach from Monday to Monday that Jesus is coming. We would preach from January to January that Jesus is coming. We would preach every year that Jesus is coming. You know, whenever you speak, talk, share, or preach or teach about the second coming of Jesus, people don't believe, because we are so much caught up in our daily routines of pleasure, of self-entertainment, of spoiling ourselves. We are tempted to think that every day will be business as usual. We will wake up in the morning, go to work. We will wake up in the morning, play golf, soccer, any sport. We think we will wake up in the morning, enjoy our food, drive our cars, fly to different countries. But friends, believe me, there will come a day when all our routines will come to a standstill. The trumpet shall sound from the sky, and global programs will stop, and it will happen so quickly, and it will happen all of a sudden, and we will be shocked, particularly those who did not prepare for the second coming of Christ. The Bible tells us that those who look forward to the coming back of Jesus Christ should purify themselves, should get ready. And how do you get ready for the end of human history, for the end of the world? How do you get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ? You get ready by looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You get ready by looking to the unchangeable Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You get ready by looking unto Jesus for salvation, for purity, for cleansing, for redemption, because no one will ever be raptured if you are not clean. And it is my prayer today that as we look to Jesus, we will be ready for his coming. I want to pray for you all, wherever you may be, to look to Jesus for salvation, to look to Jesus for healing, to look to Jesus for purification and to be cleansed. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus for all the people who are hearing this broadcast, this radio ministry, wherever they may be, in every province, even outside South Africa. I pray for them, open their eyes to see you, because you are the resurrection and the life. Bless every one of them right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Maswanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmaswanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Maswanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
We have some exciting updates to our programming lineup starting from July 1st, 2024. That's today. Now, first up, the radio station is thrilled to announce that Lukom Kwediputi, that's myself, is joining as a new presenter for Spectrum airing on Mondays and Fridays. So get ready for fresh perspectives and engaging content to kickstart your week and wind down into the weekend. Our beloved program Heart to Heart featuring Ayanda Nenemba is moving to new time slots. Tune in every Thursday and Friday to catch Ayanda's heartfelt conversations and inspiring stories. Then Saturday is your day to indulge with The Ultimate Lifestyle Guide, hosted by Cheryl Moodley. From the latest trends to expert tips, Cheryl will guide you through the ultimate lifestyle experience every Saturday. And don't miss Thursday Live with Ray Lichodi, where you'll get a dynamic mix of live discussions and interactive segments that you won't want to miss. Join Godfrey Mwabi for intimate moments on Mondays through Wednesdays, offering you deep, meaningful discussions to enrich your evenings. And also, join Sibongile Mofokeng on the intimate moments on Fridays.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.